Democrats are assessing the results of the election to determine how they could have done better. The party made gains in Congress, but didn't quite win control. And, of course, Republican George Bush is in the White House, even though Al Gore won the popular vote. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Democrat Al Fromm believes there's just no way that Republicans should be in charge.
This election should never have been so close.
Fromm directs the Democratic Leadership Council, a group that sponsored a discussion yesterday. Democrats met in a wood-paneled room a few blocks from the White House. And if the conversation occasionally faded into political science speak...
Republicans seem to have a built-in advantage on these prototypically masculine issues, if you will.
Democrats insisted it still matters. They're stirring a stew of campaign commercials, catchphrases, convention speeches, demographic data, all that stuff which may or may not affect how you decide to vote.
Is this just a statistical artifact? No, it's not.
Debates like this one influence the party's packaging in future elections. They may also affect the product. President Bill Clinton moved his party toward the political center on some issues. He backed a balanced budget and also the death penalty. Though he won, Clinton dismayed many liberals. Clinton's pollster was Mark Penn, who attended yesterday's meeting. He says Al Gore failed to do what Clinton did. Penn says Gore proposed a grab bag of popular government programs, but allowed Republicans to attack Gore's overall image.
Bush basically was able to paint him as a big government liberal. And even when you win the specifics of the issues, even when you've got basically the right direction of them, if they think you're a big government liberal, they're not going to vote for you.
I'm running against a man who trusts government. If you listen to his plans, he wants to increase the size of government. He wants gargantuan federal governments.
Pollster Mark Penn says Gore missed a chance to appeal to more affluent voters, suburban office workers, working stiffs at computer screens. Penn says Gore failed even though he did appeal to traditional Democrats like auto workers or waitresses.
It's time to fight for people and not the powerful.
The audience for yesterday's discussion included Democratic activists, reporters, and Ralph Nader. The former Green Party candidate took a seat in the back row up against the wood-paneled wall. Nader was suffering from a cold. He sat quietly except for the occasional sniffle. Up at the front, some Democrats were challenging pollster Mark Penn.
I have no choice but to be a divider, not a uniter.
Steve Rosenthal is political director of the AFL-CIO, the biggest union organization and a critical part of the Democratic Party. Rosenthal says he liked it when Al Gore appealed to blue-collar workers.
I'm not convinced that Al Gore lost. He certainly didn't lose the popular vote. I don't believe he lost the electoral vote, having spent a fair amount of time in Florida myself.
Rosenthal argued that Al Gore was right to say he was standing up for the little guy. And author Rui Tejera says future Democratic candidates can stay with that message.
People are, you know, they're down with that. That sounds fine to them.
At the back of the room, Ralph Nader sat with his chin on his chest. He looked like he might have been sleeping, until you realized that he was taking notes on a white legal pad. Finally, he raised his hand to ask a question.
72% of the American people believed that corporate power was too excessive over their lives. Do you think corporate power in all its manifestations should be an important issue for the Democratic Party to address?
A careful answer about corporations came from centrist Democratic Congressman Adam Smith.
They do some good things and some bad things. And the key, I think the role for government, is to allow them to do the good things and try to limit the bad. But this is a capitalist economy.
Later, Nader said that Democrats, like Republicans, take too much corporate money. He says they can't really criticize corporations, so they can't address many voters' fears. Democrats listened politely, considering that some think Nader caused Gore's defeat, sucking votes away in Florida and elsewhere. Steve Rosenthal of the AFL-CIO said Gore had another problem, Al Gore.
The key question we should ask the prospective Democratic candidates for president in 2004 is, can you hang? Meaning, you know, let's see how you hang on a corner in South Philadelphia. Bush can hang, you know? Clinton can hang. Al Gore, I've seen him. He can hang. He didn't show it in this election.
But Rosenthal identified a deeper reason for Gore's defeat, if in fact it was a defeat, which the union leader is not quite admitting. He says Al Gore ran against a Republican who sometimes talked like a Democrat.
The Republican success in the 2000 election was that they basically hid their agenda and obscured their policy differences.
George W. Bush deliberately focused on traditional Democratic issues like education and health care. he narrowed the advantages that Democrats normally hold. Now, Democrats say President Bush has to govern. They're watching his performance and waiting for a chance at the next election. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.